Page 76. 1. What did each person in Mrs. Salt's family buy in the souvenir shop? Listen and write the letter.
There is one example.
When you were in Istanbul, did you buy any souvenirs?
Yes, there was this nice souvenir shop not far from our hotel. We all went there. We really liked it. They had lots of souvenirs, books about Istanbul, caps, T-shirts, gold and silver, and lots of other things.
So, what did you buy?
Well, let's start with my daughter, Daisy. She's 16. She loves reading. She wanted to find a book called The Ice Maiden, but she couldn't find it in that souvenir shop, of course. So, she bought another one. It's called Sights and Sounds of Istanbul. It's got very nice photos and a CD with some Turkish songs.
And you, did you get anything for yourself?
Oh, yes. I love drinking tea, you know. There's very good tea in Turkey and also good coffee. But the souvenir shop didn't have those, of course. But I saw a lovely set of cups and saucers for drinking tea. It's made of glass and painted in beautiful colours. I bought that set.
And how about your sister? She was with you too, wasn't she?
Anna? Yes, she was. My sister Anna and her two children, John and Katie.
Oh. Did your sister buy anything?
Yes, she did. She loves shopping and she loves gold and silver. She wanted to buy some earrings and they had very nice ones. My sister thought they were a little bit too expensive.
Oh.
So, at first, she couldn't find what she wanted. Finally, she bought herself this colourful T-shirt. It said, Istanbul's a dream. But I'm sure she'll go back to Istanbul soon. She says she really wants those lovely earrings. She really likes them.
And what about John and Katie?
Well, John wanted a football, but he couldn't find any in the souvenir shop. But the shop next door had one with the names of the Turkish national team on it. John was happy. And Katie, well, she loves sunglasses. She got herself a pair of pink and green ones. She thinks they're cool. Well, she's 14.